So today I will be reading you a few poems of my favorite that I have recently read. I've been trying to find the perfect poems to read for you guys, so I hope that these can put a smile on your face, and hopefully they can help you relax a little bit. So the first one that we have is by Sir Philip Sidney, and it's called My True Love Hath My Heart, and I Have His. My true love hath my heart, and I have his. By just exchange one for the other given, I hold his dear, and mine he cannot miss. There never was a bargain better driven. His heart in me keeps me in him in one. My heart in him, his thoughts and senses guides. He loves my heart, for once it was his own. I cherish his because in me it bides. His heart, his wound received from my sight. My heart was wounded with his wounded heart. For as from me on him his hurt did light, so still in me his hurt did smart. Both equal hurt and his changed thought are bliss. My true love hath my heart, and I have his. The next poem that I'll be reading is by William Shakespeare, and it is called Sonnet 29. When in disgrace with fortune in men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoyed, contented least. Yet in these thoughts myself almost despising, haply I think on thee and then my state. Like to the lark at break of day arising, from sullen earth sings hinds at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings. The next poem is by Anne Bradstreet, and it's called To My Dear and Loving Husband. To my dear and loving husband, if ever two were one, then surely we. If ever man were loved by his wife, then thee. If ever wife was happy in a man, compare with me, ye women, if you can. I prize thy love more than whole mines of gold, or all the riches that the east doth hold. My love is such that rivers cannot quench, nor aught but love from thee give recompense. Thy love is such I can no way repay. The heavens reward thee manifold, I pray. Then while we live in love, let's so persevere that when we live no more, we may live ever. Next poem is by Robert Herrick, and it's called Upon Julia's Clothes. Upon Julia's clothes, when as in silks my Julia goes, then methinks how sweetly flows the liquefaction of her clothes. Next, when I cast mine's eyes and see that brave vibration each way free, oh, how that glittering taketh me. The next poem is by Christina Rossetti, and it's called The First Day. I wish I could remember that first day, first hour, first moment of your meeting me. If bright or dim the season it might be, summer or winter for aught I can say, so unrecorded did it slip away. So blind was I to see and to foresee, so dull to mark the budding of my tree, that would not blossom yet for many a May. If only I could recollect it, such a day of days, I let it come and go, as traceless as a thaw of bygone snow. It seemed to mean so little, meant so much, if only now I could recall that touch, first touch of hand in hand, did one but know. The next poem is by Emily Dickinson, and it's called To Lose Thee, Sweeter Than to Gain. To lose thee, sweeter than to gain, all other hearts I knew. It's true, the draw is destitute, but then I had the dew. The Caspian has its realms of sand, its other realm of sea, without the sterile perquisite. Did I say that right? I don't know. No Caspian could be. Moving on. Next poem is by Carol Ann Duffy, and it's called Syntax. I want to call you thou, the sound of the shape of the start of a kiss like this, thou, and to say after I love thou, thou, I love, not I love you. Because I so do, as we say now, I want to say, thee I adore thee. And to know in my lips the syntax of love resides, and to gaze in thine eyes, love's language starts, stops, starts, the right words flowing or clotting in the heart. The next poem is by W. Beats, and it's called He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, and what with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half light, I would spread the cloths under your feet, but I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly because you tread on my dreams. That's deep, oh my god. The next poem is by Charlotte Mew, and it's called A Quoi Bon Dire. I hope I said that right. 17 years ago you said something that sounded like goodbye, and everybody thinks that you are dead, but I. So I, as I grow stiff and cold, to this and that say goodbye too. And everybody sees that I am old, but you. And one fine morning in a sunny lane, some boy and girl will meet and kiss and swear that nobody can love their way again, while all over again, you will have smiled, I shall have tossed your hair. And that was the last poem for today. I hope that you guys enjoyed, even though I messed up on a lot of words. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And do definitely let me know if there are any specific poems that you'd like me to read, and I would be more than happy to read them for you guys. Love you. Bye.